Okay, I'm ready for another Morning Minutes. This is Lena. We're coming towards the last bit in the book of Colossians. We're studying Colossians 4, 7 through 9 today. This is episode 28 in Morning Minutes. You're not in this alone. As we get into this last section, you might be wondering where we're going to go with all of these greetings that Paul's going to end with. You're going to see. You're not in this alone. Here are the verses. Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Remember a few things. If you're just tuning in to Morning Minutes, we welcome you, but I'll sort of give you a little context. Paul is in prison, and he's writing this letter to a church in Colossae. And he actually wrote two letters, and one was to the church of Colossae, and the other one was going to be to the church that Philemon was pastoring in his home. And Onesimus, who we bring up in this section, is going to be, he's the slave that has become a Christian, that had, you're going to find out more about him in the next few days. But basically, Onesimus is mentioned here, as well as Tychicus, who, I think I'm saying it right, maybe not, but Tychicus is the one who actually carried this epistle, and so Paul is like, he's talking about the people that he has been with, and this is pretty cool, because you get this doctrine, you get this, you know, how we ought to live, but now you get real life. Like, Paul's like, here's what's happening on the ground, and it's almost like a Facebook Live. It's pretty cool, and so it's a reminder as he gets into this last bit that we're not in the Christian walk alone. There's no I and team when it comes into church. You know, it's like, it's a group sport, it's a team sport. And so number one, relationships in Christ are meant to encourage you, all right? And you're going to see this theme. Anytime Paul kind of concludes a letter and he starts listing people, there are all these people that God has used to encourage him. So you wonder, how did he make it in prison? I mean, Paul is like some superhero on one hand. On the other hand, he's a human just like us. And you got to wonder how he made it through. And it was because of people like Luke and people like Tychicus and people like Onesimus. And he'd seen the impact of the gospel on these people. And so the word Tychicus means fortunate. I like that. His name means fortunate. And he is one of the Gentile converts that Paul took to Jerusalem as a representative of the Gentile church back in Acts chapter 20. So he'd been with Paul for some time. He replaced Titus and Timothy when it was needed. So sometimes Titus and Timothy, they were Paul's close companions, and sometimes they had to go minister to churches, and this guy, Tychicus, was there. He was reliable. He was helpful. In fact, Paul trusts him so much. He says he's a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. Paul doesn't even see himself as above Tychicus. He sees himself as a brother in Christ. He's a fellow servant. We're both on the same level. He's like, I'm sending him for you that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. Here's this guy who's been in prison with Paul, right? He's being sent to deliver this letter, and he's like, and by the way, this guy's going to encourage you, church. And isn't this awesome? Don't you want to be that person? I mean, many of us, we want to be top dog, and we want to be Paul, and we want a book that sells, or, you know, you see all of these personalities now. Everybody wants to be a famous speaker. People will email me and ask me how you write a book, and I'm like, don't ask me, because I'm not one of those famous speakers. I'm just an average speaker, and the point isn't whether you're average or great. The point is that here's Paul, who is literally the leader in the Christian faith, and he just sees himself as a fellow servant in the Lord, and he is relying on people like Tychicus, who have encouraged his heart and a reminder that relationships in Christ are meant to encourage us. Some of the people, as I've started the ministry and been on the blog, and even to this day, the people who have encouraged me the most, A, I've never met, B, you've never heard of, and probably never will, and yet they have ministered to me. They send me emails consistently. They pray for me, and I've known them for years. They're like dear friends, and they're sisters in the Lord, and I, for one, am grateful for them. They remind me of Tychicus. Onesimus, we'll talk about more in Philemon. I'll leave him for now. So that is the first big idea. We're not in this alone. Number two, relationships in Christ sometimes break down. And we're going to see that in verse 10. I actually jump in the gun here a bit. I'll talk about him again. But Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, he talks about him. Well, I want to just mention a bit, because we're not in this alone. Our thoughts, sometimes as Christians, we think, well, everybody should always get along, because everybody's always going to put on love and compassion and kindness. But the truth is that we don't always do it. And more often than not, we fail. And by God's grace, we get back up. And so what happens when relationships fail? Well, you continue to understand grace and to practice grace. Why? Because Jesus is at the center of our life. So here's Mark, who had left Paul and Barnabas and caused a dissension in their relationship. And yet now Paul brings him back into the equation. He's like, Mark is here too, and he greets you. And he's an example of grace and forgiveness and friendships. And so if you're holding a grudge or bitterness against somebody right now in the Lord, may I urge you just to remember that there is forgiveness and grace. Why? Because of who Christ is, because of how he's forgiven us. And so even in difficult relationships, especially in the context of the church, we're not in this alone. Many, our relationships are meant to encourage us, but also they sometimes break down. Do we have the grace to continue in love? Demas, by the way, is mentioned a little bit later as we get to verse 14. And this is a guy who left the gospel later. So yeah, some breakdown will be permanent, but God forbid. And may God help us to fight for the relationships that God has put in our life. And then lastly, relationships in Christ are meant to go deeper. You know, you see these people that recur over and over again in the greetings that Paul gives. They're people who have been with him. I mentioned Timothy at the beginning of the teaching in Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 or verse 2. He was constantly with Paul. You know, Titus was with him regularly. Luke, of course, was his dearly beloved friend. And I love Luke. And over time, relationships grow deeper. And so let's fight for these relationships that Christ has given us. Let's not be quick to be like Facebook friend today, unfriended tomorrow. You know, we treat now our relationships as if they are a social media relationship. Let's not. Let's fight for physical, hands-on, praying together, loving together, sending, you know, into ministry together, living life together. We are living on mission together for the gospel. I urge you, send me an email today, lena@livingwithpower.org. Tell me about yourself. Don't even tell me you're praying for me. Just don't make it about me at all. Just tell me, here's who I am. My name is so-and-so. I live in this town. Here's my family. Here's what I need you to pray for me for. And here's what revs me up. Here's what gives me joy. Do that. I'd love to hear from you. You are a part of the body that Christ has surrounded me with. You are the people that I love and I minister to. Some of you have never met, and yet I pray for you. Remember, Paul had never met the people in Colossae, and yet he was writing them to tell them what I've always told you. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. You guys have a great day. Catch you tomorrow.